Yishami Brachas Daf Kof Aleph. The Gemara discusses some of the halakos of tefillin, nageya to when to wear, how to wear, what brachas to make on it. We can discuss a number of these issues in today's daf. The Gemara discusses Rav Yanai Hayaloshan Acharei Chaloyav Shlosha Yomim. Rav Yanai, after he was ill, he would not. Wear tefillin for 3 days after the illness. Until 3 days passed after the illness, he would not wear tefillin. And what was the reason for this? So again, the Mefarshim explained that since the illness would weaken a person, he felt that he wasn't strong enough to be able to properly have the kavana. As mentioned, we need to have during tefillin. That's a connection to the daf yesterday's daf. And Mimela, for 3 days afterwards, he would not wear tefillin. Gemara says, Loima, she'echorle memarek. It seems to teach us that illness, chorle memarek, takes out a person's kayak from his guf for a period of time. Matam, what's the reason for this? So the Pasuk says, quotes a Pasuk, that tells us, in Tehillim, Asaleach l'chol avonechi harayf v'lechol tak l'yachi. Whoever forgives all your sins will heal all your diseases, all your diseases, all your illnesses. Again, what does it mean over here? So the Mefarshim have a difference of opinion. Some learn, the Veda Pnei Moshe learns, that the guf, when a person is ill, so the guf takes out a person's, removes a person's bowels, removes everything in a person's system, so that therefore, you don't have any concern about any possibility of being have choli mayim, any possibility of being able to not have a gufnaki. Therefore, it essentially removes it from there. So therefore, that's the reason why you could wear tefillin afterwards, because there's no more concern. It's mamarachek. It takes away all the types of, it cleans out the body, so to speak. The other shot is, that the Mefarshim should bring down is talking not about the physical guf, but rather more nogeya to chatoyim, nogeya to sins. As the Haredim explains, that since it's mechaper all your illnesses, yisurim, illnesses, being a choila, is misrape, because what it does is that it removes all your sins, mechaper. So, mainly you can have a gufnaki, which means a roshnaki, be able to have proper kavana and proper makshavos, because the sin is no longer in you, and you'll be able therefore to go ahead and to have proper kavanos for the tefillah that you need to have, and therefore would be acceptable after 3 days. Gemara says, Yochanan ben Zakkai lo yavin tefillun ze'in minei. He never took off his tefillin, never removed his tefillin from him. Lo bekita, lo besivsa. Not in the winter or not in the summer. What is the cheshbon of the winter, the summer? So he wears tefillin all the time. So again, the Farshim explained the Yemoitza Chama, that even though in the Yemoitza Chama it was hot and the wearing the tefillin on his head would be difficult, be sweaty, so long he kept on wearing it. And also the Yemoitza Shamim, in the wintertime, it would be cold. So he would take off his hat to put on his tefillin Shel Rosh. It would be... He could get sick from there, and therefore he would wear tefillin all day, whether it was winter or summer. Nothing stopped him. So too, Lezer's Talmud afterwards also went ahead and wore his tefillin also all day, bein yom, by the winter to summer. Always, he never stopped wearing his tefillin, because that was the mitzvah, to be able to do it in the proper way, b'tikuna. And there wasn't maniach kol time. He never had any moment where he didn't. He was machmir kol zman, as he says, lo yavin tefillin zuz malin tamid. He never removed his tefillin from himself at all. Gemara says, Rav Yochanan, besifsa, it's not the Tana of Yochanan, but the Amira, besifsa, in the winter of Chazak Reisha, when his head was strong, havilivish tarveyon, he would wear the tefillin. He would wear tefillin sheyad, tefillin sherosh, Ram Kaita, but in the summer, lo have a consecration. His head was not so strong. Lo have a love of Shalom Badroi. He would only wear it on his arm. And it wasn't so, in other words, in the summer, it would be hot, and it would be hard for him to wear on his head all day. It would be sweaty. So therefore, he would wear only on his arm. But in the winter time, he would wear both his tefillin yad and his tefillin sharosh the entire time. The Moshe explains, because of the heat would bother him, he would be only able to wear during the day. This is the way the Samaria was knowing himself again, also to wear tefillin that he wore all the time. He wore tefillin as well every day of the year, but only in the winter and summer when he had these difficulties, he would wear either the Rosh or the Shalyad different at different times. Says the Gemara, Gemara says, question is, how is it possible that Yochanan, the Amari, would wear tefillin all this time, and he wore either Yad Shalrosh, what about the tefillin? Not to wear Mokka Merva. We know that obviously he went into the bathhouse. How was he able to wear the tefillin in a time of a bathhouse when you're not allowed to wear tefillin? Yeah, how would he be able to do that? So Gemara says that the Gemara explains Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Abikarsin Hayu Lovesh Bifnim. He would wear a robe underneath his clothes when he went into bathe. So what would he do? He would take off his robe, but he would leave on the outer robe, but leave on the robe he wore undergarment. When he went into the bathhouse, into the attendants, then he would go ahead, remove, and take off his entire beged and his tefillin, and therefore he would be able to remain with his tefillin until when he went in. So yeah, then Pnei Moshe gives an arichus here, quotes from the Gemara. Gemara said that the Merkatz would have three rooms to it. There would be room number one, you came in fully clothed. Then you would take off your outer begadim. The Jews would give their begadim, their Jewish begadim, to the Jewish attendants. The goyim would give their goyish attendants their clothes. And you go into the second room. And there, Rav Yochanan would then take off his inner robe and his tefillin and take off right before we go into the third room, which is the actual Merkatz, which means some of the Merkatz, if you see, he would not take off his robe until the last moment. The way Pnei Moshe says, Lakak, Rav Yochanan Zoraz, Apish Lo Yadar, Kachan Livash Mam. You know, he didn't wear, in other words, this outer beggar that he wore, he didn't wear this beggar the entire time. He wore only in the time. In the summer, it wasn't a problem. And in the winter, when he would go in to take off the beged, that's when he would take off the outer beged, this beged he wore alongside it, to be able to go ahead and take off as close as he could into the Beis HaMerchatz. This was the way he would be able to ensure that he would have his tefillin on to the last moment. So again, Kipshimir Mehitzel Elorian came to the bath attendants. Cholzen came to the last room is when he would take off his begadim, final begadim, and go into the tefillin take up by some of the Merkatz. So the Gemara, I'm Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says another way. Ad Yaakov Tamusa Yelosha. Rav Yochanan would wear his tefillin until he reached Yaakov the Tamus Tursia. Tamusia is explained. The Mefarshim explained who's Tamusia. Tamusia, this was a person who was the manager, the head of it. Rashi Siluvio says this is the person Yaakov Ayatumisa Shemoisa Lekarechav Yahudaso. So the Chamin Zashati, he was the manager. He would give out all the workers, each one a job. Your job is to heat up the water. Your job is to wash people down, to go comb people's hair, etc., etc. So everybody had a job and received. They got payment for what they did. So this person, when he came, he would go in until he came to Yatumusa Yelovshan. He would wait till. So literally the last moment, he was the one who was all the way inside, the last person who would service all the customers. He would go to him, until he saw him, and then he would take off his sumach l'merkatz, that's when he would take off his tefillin, sumach to that person. And they would go immediately into the base of merkatz to be able to be toivel. So this would take the shortest amount of time that he would be able to, so this is, the only difference between these two pshatim in the Gemara, the Mefarshim explained, is one that he would take off the begadim in the second room, and then he would go in and move into the third room with the thing already removed. That's the first pshat of Rav Chiya bar Abba. And the other pshat is that he took off until he got to the last room when the manager was there, until Yaakov Tamisa was there. The last moment is when he would take off his thing. So there was even like an extra chumrah that he was makbid upon himself not to take off the tefillin any earlier. Gemara says, Chad Havina Vikimasai, one time Yochanan came from the bathhouse, Havi Yavinulei. He would go and give him his tefillin. They gave him his tefillin. he would give him his tefillin right away to put on right away when he came out of the bathroom. And then when he brought him his tefillin, he would say over the following thing. It seems that he always said this over. He would say over, there were two different aroinas. There are two different chests that were carried by Kaius on the Midbar. Arona Shel Chayolamim. The one was the Aron of Chayolamim, the giver of the world. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means, of course, referring to the Aron HaKadosh. The Aron where the Shtei Luchos HaBris was in there. That's the referred to as the Aron Shel Chayolamim. And the second was the Aron Shel Yosef. Umosah would say, what's the difference of these two? What's the purpose of these two? What's the reason for this? What would the nations of the world say? Why do you have these two Aronas? They saw would tell them. One is Aron Shel Yosef, the other one's Aron Shel Chayolamim. They would go ahead and they would respond. They'd make fun. Could it be that the Aron of a mace would go together with the Aron Shel Chayolamim? But it's blasphemy. They mock and make fun. Shalom Yisrael would respond, because this one, the one who was referring to Yosef was Shomer, what's written in the other one, what's written in the Shtei Luchos HaBris, what's written in the other Aron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, the Torah is written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was the Aron and kept what's written in that Aron, the Luchos of Torah, and Luchos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why they were able to go together. So this was what Yochanan would tell them, what they used to say there in the time of the Yotzei Amidbar, Dar Amidbar, but they respond to the Umas Olam would ask him this question. Why would he say this? Why would Yochanan say this thing now? Come out of the bathtub. What would he say this for? So Amal, because he wanted to go say words of Torah. Came out right away the bathhouse. Immediately comes out of the bathhouse. You can't speak Divrei Torah. Now you can. You want to right away say Divrei Torah. So Amal, hey, this is what it is. This is so. You say that's why he said this, because he wants to say words of Torah. He has no other words of Torah to say but this thing. It brought him his tefillin to say words of Torah. He could think of nothing else to say but this every time, the same thing. And Mara says, no. He said these words were a kintran, a rebuke, a tochacha. Why am I to tell them? Yosef was zochel malchus. Ela shadesh shomi mitzvah shalakash baruch hu. Yosef was zochel to malchus because why? Because he observed the mitzvah kash baruch hu. And although zechino l'kol l'kavod ela, we do not merit all this honor. Ela yaday, same idea. Ela yaday sheshemano mitzvah shalakash baruch hu. And therefore we go ahead because we observe our kash baruch hu. Yosef b'tli mivutli mitzvah l'kavod. You want to go deprive us of our mitzvah? In other words, what they would do basically was saying is that he was talking to the goyim there. The goyim that were in the bathhouse that would watch Rav Yochanan take and put on his talus and tefillin, his tzitzis and his tefillin after coming out of the bathhouse, and they would make fun, and they would mock him. So he would go and respond this way, that we are only covered. Well, we have the glory that we have. We're shomer mitzvos. All the glory and cover that we have is only because of the mitzvos that we do. So there's no other reason why we're being mechubin, why we're honored, and therefore. The go ahead and to mock us to understand of what it is, nothing with nothing about our greatness that warrants anything except for the fact that we show miraculous broke was mitzvos, and for this reason you want to stop me from doing this mitzvah, you want to take away this mitzvah from me that you can't do, and therefore this was his answer to them of how to explain to them why they should not stop it from putting on tefillin, because this is the kavod that they have. Here's the Gemara. Ve'ezu tzadim v'baruch aleihem. What's the proper way to make a bracha on tefillin? Avzvikim shem Yaakov Aidi, kesher nosin al yad, ma'omer, he puts on his yad, tefillin shem, what do you say? Bracha shem kronim ha'tzvelim ha'mitzvah tefillin. When you put, mitzvah tefillin. Kesher nosin al rosh, what do you want to say, put on the head? Ma'omer, ha'shem kesher mitzvah tefillin ha'olah, menichas ha'nokas tefillin. Kesher cholzon, when you take off the tefillin, ma'omer, what do you say? Bracha shem kishon ha'mitzvosav, yitzivanu lishmer chukav. To take a chukah. So first of all, just to focus on the last thing the Gemara is saying, why is the bracha on taking off the tefillin? Take off the tefillin is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to take off the tefillin. It's to wear tefillin. Ask them to put them on. And to have a mitzvah to wear them during the day. We take them off at night. So it's no mitzvah. The answer is that, badafka, that is the mitzvah. The fact that you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night, so the fact that we take them off at night is because that's the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we can't wear them at night. And if we make a bracha as well, to take them off. The Shmachukav, take them off at night, and make a bracha on that mitzvah of taking off the tefillin. Now, when we talk about the mitzvah tefillin, interesting enough, is that it's the opposite of what we have in Bavle. In Bavle, Maseches Menachos, we talk about the tefillin, it's the opposite, it's written the opposite way. That tefillin shel yad is a niach, tefillin shel rosh is a mitzvah tefillin, the opposite of what we have here. Some Rishonim Atakagaris that this is incorrect, and it's like the gersa over there, which is all we pasuk and halacha like. And then there's some who want to be yashiv these two gersas and explain that based upon different shitos, the Gaon has a different gersa than the Gemara itself has, but the according to the gersa that we have, there does seem to be a machlokes Bavli and Rishalmi. And the again, the opinion we follow halacha, the shita of the Rambam, passed like a toisa shita in Bavle, Menachasek Menachos, and we always make a bracha on the tefillin. There is a din of tefillin shayad, tefillin shalosh. Some say that you only make a tefillin if you forget the tefillin shalosh, you make it shayad, it's good enough. Some say if you forgot the tefillin shayad, shalosh, you can make it tefillin shayad, you don't have to make another bracha. But that's the halacha if for some reason you have a hefsik beineyem. But otherwise, we make two separate brachos properly, and not to have a big hefsek, not to be mafsek between the two brachos, because there the bracha of Al Rosh really goes on a yad as well. That's why we're not to be mafsek, because there's a shala about the bracha later, whether you would have to make another bracha Al Yad the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins La Halacha. So the Gemara continues. Yasa Kamadi Abar. That the halacha that we say the shita of saying the bracha at the end, Chukos Tefillin Kos Medaber. It's being the Chukos Tefillin. Gemaram Kama, who's that sheet to like to make this bracha? That's where the pasuk is. Lokada is not referred to the pasuk in tefillin. It doesn't refer to that. It refers to rather the pasuk of by Chukos al Pesach, and that is not referring to the inyan of tefillin per se. We would think it's referring to Chukos al Pesach, but Zman tefillin was really only a gezeira. We don't want you to keep it on at night. But Batsam, there's no mitzvah deraisa to take it off at night. You take it off. So the reason why we do that is that person shouldn't fall asleep in it. Person should have a masiyach das. Interesting. Just agav, I just want to say that I was zochet to have the famed Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Pinchas Shaimer who's going to Tzadik Lebracha stay in my home many different occasions. We all know they wore tefillin all day. And what I found fascinating was, this is even when he was Besof Yomav, he tefillin during the day. Nobody would tell him that it's getting to be Shkia, it's getting to be the night. He wore tefillin all the time. There were two or three times I saw that he had dozed off, and I felt that it was going to get to be a nighttime shkia, and he's still wearing the tefillin, and literally always on his own, without anybody warning him, telling him a time, he would just stop, take off his tefillin, unwind his tefillin. It was always a minute or two before shkia. Something incredible to behold. Mark continues, Rabbi Abba Bashi B'Lazar Asim, Lila Ofer Basay, person wears tefillin, now he's over in Asay, Omat Tam. What's the pasuk for this? Shemata chuka asos miyamim moata liyamim lemima. Yamim lelaylos, yamim prada shabbos v'yam tovim. So you see, Xeris HaKasiv, that the Torah says you can't wear tefillin, you don't wear tefillin during the night, and therefore you do, so you over in Hasei. Ve'gmar Rav Yossi ma'ashir v'tfila eloi. Rav himself would sit and learn, and I would just tefillin. How could you say you're over in Hasei? Rav himself did. Rav says, v'stadin ave. He did. He would sit at night, he would move the tefillin to the side, so that it would not be in the right place. Therefore, because of Rabbi Yehuda, he wanted to make sure that he won't be put him down, and maybe someone would take them or lose them. So he took him and he put him to the side of his head or the side of his arm, where he wouldn't really be wearing tefillin. It's not, you don't say mitzvah tefillin that way. It's not the right place. This way, he wouldn't be vata nasei, but he kept it on the side to be able to keep it up. That was one terrorist that Mar gave. Here's the boy Aim, another terrorist that I want to say, Lomar Avala no saying. Only says you can't put it on. Only means you can't put it on at night. But if it's on and you keep it on at night, it's already nighttime, there is no iser for that. So Maisa, we pass in Halacha, for those who wear tefillin, and there are people that wear tefillin at Israel. There are those who live in the old city. Many people have a minug to wear tefillin, the Makam HaMikdash. So therefore, again, that the Halacha is though we take them off at night, we're not so much on any shita that it could stay on at night. It's just that you can't put them on at night. The halacha is that we do not wear tefillin today at night. It's the way Emma. There's another pshat. This moment, I do. You can learn it from this pasuk. I look os as shul chala ois. Prat the Yomim Tov and Shabbos Shkula Nos. Only where it's an os on that day, not where it's Shabbos Yom Tov, which is an os by itself. It's not an os. Therefore, you don't wear tefillin and makom that you already have an os. Lo kein k'siv yomim yima. But so don't say by yomim yima. Doesn't say anything by yomim yima. So there's not. This is the pasuk. You have a yomim yima. So we already have a pasuk. What do you need a separate pasuk of os? As chalak ki yomim ram yokanon kol mila delom me chavarta. Anything that's not mafurish in the Torah, we could go look other sources to say it from. In other words, in a kanami, something that has a mafurish of pasi, we can ask on why you need another pasi. But something that's not a direct pasi, it's only an inference, we don't have a direct pasi, then Torah has a right to go, look for other sources to go learn the halakha from. And that's why we're continuing to look at sources over here. Whoops, what sources of different psukim? Because we don't have it in a direct drasha, and therefore it's an education akasha. What I need them for? Because they're only asmakdos. We'll stop over here.